The title of today's message is Standing Tall and is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13. In this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul, after having preached to us the whole of Ephesians 6, says, "Finally," in other words, this is a very important point, "finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we do wrestle against principalities, against the powers of the enemy, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places." And every Christian does this. If you don't fight the good fight, then Satan wins the battle and you live a life of discouragement and oppression the whole of your Christian walk. Verse 13, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Stand, Ephesians 6:14. Again, "Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." So we see in this passage of Scripture, from verses 11 through 14, three times the Apostle Paul says, "Stand." Stand. What does that mean to you? When the Lord says to us, "Stand," it means take a position after having done warfare, after having prayed, after having done all. Get into a position of standing before the Lord so that you can watch for the enemy to come back, because he will, so that you can stand in a position of strength, so you can make your position strong and firm, so you can cause your position to be unchanging and established in the Lord. So stand, that means don't sleep, don't lay down, don't get on the bed, don't cry, don't be a wimp. Stand in the presence of God and in His strength. Take your position so that you can have God with you in all that you do. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go," and I would say also in whatever you do. Psalm 89, verse 13, "You," meaning the Lord, "you have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand." I want you to remember, high is your right hand. God's hand is high. Verse 14, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance, and in your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted, for you are the glory of their strength. And in your favor, our horn is exalted." Our horn is a position of authority and power. So this passage of Scripture says, God's arm is high. It's there for you to reach up and take a hold of. So high is your hand. So in other words, that's the second part of my message here. We must stand tall, reaching up, taking God's hand so that we may be standing tall and strong in the Lord. So stand up tall, stand up and reach up, get a hold of His hand. Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and are safe." The righteous run to it, run to the Lord, and live in the power of His name, and there is a place of safety. I want to talk for a moment about standing. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "Watch." The apostle says, "Stand fast in the faith." Be brave and strong. Don't be a wimp, don't be weak, don't be in unbelief, but stand fast in faith. Make sure that you keep your faith strong, because if you stand in faith, it will cause you to be, number one, fearless. Cause you to be without fear of anything. Cause you to be without fear of anyone. Why? Because we are God connected and we trust in Him, and the Lord Jesus instructed us to fear not. So you have to stand in a position of faith, be strong, be brave, and then your faith will be strong enough that you will not have fear, no fear of anything or anyone. And that's how we should live as Christians, not in fear, above fear, having control over fear and authority over fear and having it under our feet. The devil is always trying to make us afraid. But we don't have to get afraid because the Lord is with us. Remember the scripture? The Lord is with us always. He'll be with us in our journey all the time. He's the glory of our strength, and He will keep us in a place of faith without fear. Second thing that standing in faith will cause you to be is uncompromising. You will not compromise the Word of God, but you will be doers of the Word of God. James chapter 1, verse 22, he tells us to be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Forget what kind of man you're supposed to be as well. Verse 25, but he who looks in the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So the question is, do you want to be blessed? Do you want God to bless you? For if you do this, if you become a doer of God's word, the scripture says, you will be blessed in what you do. Blessed in the Lord, blessed with whatever he has for you. Which brings us to the third thing, which is to be blessed or be rewarded by the Lord. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Think about that for a moment. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and you must also believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you want to be rewarded by God, you have to be a doer of the word, and you have to be one who diligently seeks him ongoingly so that he is with you. So you can be connected to God, which is our fourth position. Be connected to God. If you're connected to God, there's no condemnation. If you're connected to God, the Holy Spirit is with you. And Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, but who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So you have to walk with the Holy Spirit. Keep your connection to God ongoingly. Give him the right to rule over your life, the right to lead you, the right to speak to you, the right to come to you, and connect with him, put him in charge, and then you can understand that all things will be good in your life. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Well, there's the secret to being strong in our bodies in this life. If we stay connected, if we stay connected with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, he will give life to our mortal bodies, these bodies that you and I live in, through his Spirit who dwells in you. So the Holy Spirit is in you. He is quickening you. He is causing you to be alive in the Lord and causing you to be strong as well. Aren't you glad for that? The fifth thing that I want to talk about this morning is if we're standing in faith, we will be guided and led by the Holy Spirit into all things. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. John chapter 16, verse 13, 14, and 15. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, when he's come to you, what's he going to do? He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things that are coming. He'll tell you things to come so that you know what's before you. Verse 14, he will glorify Jesus, for he will take of what is his and declare it to you. All things the Father has are mine, the Lord speaking. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and he will declare it to you. All things. Everything you need to know, everything you need to understand, everything you need in this life will be yours if we are standing tall. If we're not laying down, if we're not compromising, if we're not sitting on the sofa having forgot God, if we stay connected, then we can understand that we are standing spiritually strong, standing tall in the Lord with his hand in our hand so he can lead us, guide us, provide for us, for we are his children. And that is what he wants us to be ongoingly. So now you understand that you are to be fearless, uncompromising, and if you do so, you will be blessed. You will be rewarded as long as you continue to seek God. You will be connected to God. You will have no condemnation. The Holy Spirit will be one with you in that connection, and He will give you guidance. He will lead you and guide you into all the truth that God wants you to understand and into everything that God has for you. God Himself will lead you and guide you into that in His timing and in His place. He will reward you. Those things are absolute. And I really, really struggle with the fact that many Christians are in a position of faith where they're not sure whether God really loves them or cares about them. He's not really going to bless them. He's not going to help them. Well, truth is if we do what He has asked us to do, we will be blessed. We will have everything that we need. God will be with us, and He will prosper us and grow us into His image from glory to glory into the likeness of Christ Jesus. So everything that we need is ours if we stand tall. Don't be a wimp. Stand up. Stand tall. Reach up. Take hold of God's hand so He can lead you, guide you. Believe that He will, and He will. So the trumpet word for today is stand tall. Take my hand and walk with me. Talk with me. Listen to my voice. All that you need I will give you because you are connected to me by my Spirit. It is important in these days that you are one with me because the days are evil. So do not allow the darkness of these days to overtake you. Reach up, stand tall, stay connected to me, and you will be victorious in all things, says the Lord. Amen.